All right, let's talk some Olympic news, shall we? All right, now, Tom was just saying that the Russians have tipped their hand.
Yes, they're getting a bit miffed that the reporters are basically, all they're doing is complaining about how bad the accommodations
are. It is not bad here. We prove it's not bad.
Yes.
We prove you are lying, you are exaggerating.
Yes.
We have proof.
That's right, they have proof. They
don't ask how we have proof.
They say they have video of reporters running the water in their showers and sinks, and that it's clean.
See, we have proof.
Which means that there are cameras in the bathrooms. That
you don't look at that. You ignore that. That is, it is Russia. That is from old place. Don't worry. Everything, we don't look
so
at...
So we were suggesting which KGB agents get to monitor Aaron Andrews and which get to monitor Bob Costas.
Bob Costas, pui! He is gross. He has saggy skin. He's got bigger man boobs than anyone. That's disgusting.
Stop.
All right, so, let's talk about the Olympics a little bit. Yeah, when your host country says, see, we know, because we can see what you're doing.
We know you're exaggerating how bad it is because we can see you.
That's not good.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, Tom. We'll be there soon enough. So let's talk about how many of our Wisconsinites are in the Olympics.
There are a lot.
There are a lot. This is a very interesting local story. Wisconsin athletes will not make their first appearances until tomorrow. Well, what we're calling tomorrow. Speed skaters Jonathan Cuck, K-U-C-K, and Emery Lehman, both of whom train in Milwaukee, will complete the 5,000-meter event. I couldn't do that without an engine. You know what I'm saying?
Milwaukee has got a world-class speed skating venue down there that many of the athletes train at.
Five of the women's hockey players with Wisconsin ties are going to help the U.S. in its opening contest against Finland. Really, Finland? How hard is that going to be?
Women's hockey is expected to be the Canadians and the U.S. in the gold medal game. If anything else happens, it will be a disappointment.
The first face-off is at 2 a.m. tomorrow. Wisconsin competitors are ex-Badgers, Brianna Decker, Hillary Knight, Megan Dugan, and Jesse Vetter, along with Madison area native Amanda Kessel. Ex-Badger Megan Mickelson Reed will play for her native Canada in a women's hockey contest against Switzerland. Oh, yeah. The Swiss hockey team. Yeah, baby.
Wasn't Budweiser that gave us, like, the Swiss bikini team?
I think it was the Swedish
bikini team.
Same thing.
Yes.
No, these are real athletes here.
16 athletes.
Pretty athletic, as I recall.
There's even a former Packer that's going over there.
This is great. Yeah, Johnny Quinn tried out for the Packers back in 2008, didn't make the team. He's now on the United States bobsled team.
Now, here's the thing that I think is really cool. This guy was, he tried out as a receiver?
I think he was a receiver or a defensive back, but now he's probably, because he's fast, he can push the sled. And
way to go, man. I mean, I admire athletes that have the ability to do more than one event. I think that is very, very cool. So there it is. We got some locals doing their thing.
We were talking about the danger of the snow slope course the other day. A lot of competitors were falling. Well, yesterday the women's downhill course had to be changed. The first three competitors taking practice runs face planted out over a big jump. This big jump was too high and dangerous, so they had to stop the practice runs while they made the jump a little smaller. And one of them, I guess one of the athletes was seriously injured and may not be able to compete for the rest of the games.
Oh, no.
On a practice run.
Oh, man. I also heard a story, and I don't know what event it is, but somebody came down with a horrible sickness, like the rhinovirus or something, to where...
Oh, that's great. That's all we need is the rhinovirus making its way through the Olympic Village like a cruise ship.
Now,
as we know from past Olympics, there's a lot of close personal
athletes. That's what I was going is like now...
That'll be a story in about 3 or 4 days when the Olympic Village runs out of condoms. They do that story every Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah, my mic is kind of weird today.
I don't know
it?
What the heck is going on with
it. It sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, I've got you.
Somebody was messing around with the levels again.
Can I put in a request to stop it? Please stop messing with the sound levels on the board. I'm just asking nicely this one last time. Can I ask about the drag racing event? the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, the
Hodrags?
Yeah, the Hodrags. Drag racing snowmobiles and stuff.
Okay.
That, yeah.
Now, when you say drag racing,
maybe it's vehicles. I don't even know. Maybe it is cars up there.
When you say drag racing, I'm thinking Top
Fuel
could be dragsters.
Cars on ice. No, it's not. It's like cars on ice, I think. But they had to cancel it because the ice is thick enough, but it's all slushy on top, and the cars sink right in.
Yeah.
So they can't race them.
Well, and you get a whole bunch of cars with, you know, it gets hot underneath there. That could cause a problem.
The ice is thick enough up there. It's not going to be the ice is like 3 feet thick right now.
But, all right, 26 inches. So that's
that
over 2 feet.
Okay, 2 feet thick.
All right, they said that they checked the lake. Ice conditions were not suitable for the event. They say that there's 26 inches of ice, but 6 inches of that was slush. Okay.
I'm not sure how you can get slush when the temperature is, you know, 10 below zero.
We haven't had above zero. We haven't had above freezing in months.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I agree with all of this. But if the organizer of an event that's on the ice on a lake says it's not safe.
I'm not
getting into an argument with them about it.
No, I'm not saying they should go ahead and do it. I'm just intrigued. How do you get to participate in this maybe next year?
Oh, you want to do drag racing
on ice? Heck yeah, man.
I'm sure they're listening right now. They'll be on the phone to you.
I would love to do that. I think that would be awesome.
They do have an event here where you snowmobile over open water.
No.
You want to try that?
No.
Come on.
I'm not interested in doing that. But I think it'd be awesome to drag race on the ice. That's ridiculous. Hey, look, I'm going in a straight line.
Not anymore.
No, I'm not. Hey, I'm going sideways. Oh, I hope I stop.
Well, we'll put you in contact with the Rhinelander. What do they call it? The Hodrag. The Hodrags.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chamber of Commerce event. We could arrange that.
See, and when I first read the article of the Hodrag event was I was like, well, we importing workers from Las Vegas?
No.
What is that
You're
all
familiar
about?
With the Hodag, aren't you?
Those people are now free.
You're right. Familiar with the mythical creature known as the Hodag, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just wondering, it's like, hi, I'd like to come in and be a part of this.
RuPaul is not the Grand Marshal of the event, no.
This event sounds wonderful. Can we take off and drag race? Oof. You know, if I hit the right button at the right time, things would go much smoother.
Catch the excitement of the 2014 Winter Olympics. Tonight, watch outdoor synchronized bingo.
Oh, 63.
Frozen cat tossing. Yeah. Tune in tomorrow for stray dog catching, drinking filthy water, and avoiding suicide bombers.
Run away, run away, run away.
The 2014 Winter Olympics.
Central Wisconsin's news talk and weather station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.